This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwal Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News bring you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus on education and sports, the key to empowering India's Amrit Piri, the young generation.
In a country where almost two-thirds of its population is under the age of 35, it is the youth that will shape India's destiny. And today, the government is laying the foundations for the future dreams through education and sports. Under the National Education Policy 2020, the government aims to achieve 100% enrollment from preschool to secondary level by 2030 and 50% in the higher education by 2035. The PM Shri Yojana is upgrading 14,500 schools, focusing quality education, holistic development and 21st century skills. Alongside education, sports have emerged as a national priority. Under the Khelo India movement, over 1,000 training centers have been opened and 3,000 youth athletes receive annual support of 6.28 lakh rupees. The Target Olympic Podium scheme supports India's top athlete with training, equipment and international exposure.
The President, Vice President and Prime Minister on the World Environment Day today called upon citizens to strengthen their resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized the power of collective action that can lead to a greener earth for future generations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the link between planetary health and all living beings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video message praising grassroots efforts to make the environment greener and more sustainable. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's Sustainable Transport Initiative. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that Indian Railways has accelerated its efforts towards decarbonization with a sustained push for adopting the cleaner mode of transportation. This is in line with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Panchamrit goals for achieving net zero emissions by 2070. In an article written in an English daily on occasion of World Environment Day, Mr. Vaishnaw added that the Indian Railways is working on a multi-pronged approach to achieve the net zero emission target. US President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation banning the citizens of 12 countries from entering the United States, citing national security and public safety threats. The proclamation signed by President Trump fully restricts and limits the entry of nationals from 12 countries: Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of stranded tourists from Chatan has been stalled due to bad weather. The rescue operation had commenced this morning with two Mi-17 helicopters successfully completing two sorties so far to airlift 63 evacuees out of 109 stranded tourists at Pakyong Greenfield Airport from Chatan. In Assam, the flood situation remains critical as incessant rainfall continues to swell water levels of many rivers and inundate new areas. Over 6 lakh people across 19 districts have been affected, with nearly 1,500 villages submerged. The death toll has reached 14 in rain-related incidents. In Arunachal Pradesh, continuous heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life, affecting over 33,000 people across the state. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.